Rich, could I request that you do something for our loyal listeners and in particular Twitter followers?
I'm guessing I'm retweeting something.
Could you tweet the article about John Curry that we were referencing to start the show?
I suppose.
From the game account.
I think all three of us have retweeted it from our personal accounts.
Well, Mitch is over there tweeting while we're making great radio over here, so I guess, you know, we're not exactly entertaining enough. Must do a better job. Can we do better this segment?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds promising. 525 around college basketball. 510 what the players said about not meeting with the media on Saturday. Jamie Dixon's got a message about this game tonight. Two teams that are 6-10 in the league, TCU and K-State, two teams that are going in totally different directions as far as the trajectory of their program and how fan support is, how they feel about where their programs are at right now. Jamie Dixon trying to make a plea to get people out there to the game tonight.
Hey, TCU fans, this one's big. We need you out there tonight. I know the tickets are sold. I know our students are going to be there. Season ticket holders, we need you there for our seniors. It's their last game. It's our last home game. It's big. We've got to win it. It's elimination game for the NCAA tournament, according to Joe Lenardi. Let's get there early and be loud. We need you. Thank you.
Now, I'm not going to disagree with anything he just said there. I mean, I think it is, in essence, an elimination game for the NCAA tournament. I'm just surprised that he would put that label on it. That seems like if you're the coach and you got a team playing in that game, putting a label on it like that adds some extra pressure. I don't know. I mean, he's doing a heck of a job coaching them. He knows a lot more about coaching basketball than I do. He's forgotten more about it than I'll ever remember. So I understand that. But I am just a bit – that perked my ears up when I heard him say, it's an NCAA tournament elimination game. But trying to get the fans out there, I suppose. You do what you got to do.
Bring your power towel to every game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these things always sound awkward. Mike Gundy did one the other day to try and get people to Oklahoma State wrestling, like a home wrestling event that they were having. So they're always
it's forced. It's never the coach's idea. You know, it's the SID that goes in there and is like, hey, we need to put something on social media. Just here, I'm turning the camera on. Talk for 30 seconds about how important this game is. And so, I mean, there's no way to hit it out of the park. But I wasn't too surprised to hear him mention that. I mean, I think that if you want to look at it rationally, you would look at it as a NCAA tournament play out game, unless you were to make a big run in the Big 12 tournament.
You know what it reminds me of? The awkward coach video where they just set a camera up in his office and make him record a message for whatever reason. It reminds me when you like The Office, right?
Oh yeah.
Reminds me when Michael Scott would just make videos from his desk, like in the office. I remember one he makes a video to his future self. But there's a lot of times where he's like just filming a video in his office to somebody or to his future self, whatever it is. It's always kind of awkward. That's what it reminds me of here. Jamie Dixon's just playing Michael Scott. That's what I would say.
I'm fine with it. But the important thing to acknowledge here is that the video isn't going to do anything. I mean, there aren't going to be any more TCU fans that show up because of that. If you want fans to show up, give away something. Give away something or feed them free food or something like that. That'll get the fans to show up.
Well, I don't have the numbers on that. It'd be interesting to know because I bet you there are people, for instance, like in the athletic department here that have actual numbers and data on what works to get people to turn out. TCU's a different kind of animal than K-State and Manhattan because of being in Fort Worth and the type of school that it is. They don't support that. You know, there was like 20 people at that football game at the end of the year that K-State played there, albeit rainy, and TCU having their worst year in a while. But I don't know that giving stuff away is necessarily the route to go either. I don't know if that really is going to get people there.
I think it helps more than a video of the coach just telling people to get out. Because the biggest problem, especially for a school in Fort Worth in a really big market like that, is just I don't think people, especially on a weeknight, they don't want to deal with the traffic. They don't want to deal with the traffic of having to, you know, get on the or drive around the Metroplex to get to Fort Worth, get to a TCU basketball game, especially between two teams that are 17-12. And that's a hard hurdle to get people to overcome. And a 30-second video on social media probably isn't going to do anything about it.
Yeah, I appreciate that they're trying to do whatever they can. But the bottom line is, I mean, what will get it done is winning basketball games. as much as you can and they with what TCU is working with. Because, you know, with football, I mean, they have a very small football stadium. When they have been on their really good runs, you know, I've been there a few times, it's been pretty full. But they don't have a giant base of people to, excuse me, really be drawing from on an everyday basis as far as that is concerned. So only way it's going to happen is if it's they start to win and win and win and are able to force themselves somewhat onto the scene there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, and before they lost, or before this five-game losing streak, they were, you know, pretty safely in the tournament, like a 7, 8, 9 seed in that kind of range. And, I mean, yes, the five games that they've lost have been to really solid teams, all NCAA tournament teams, but that is going to make the fans sour on it just a little bit, because at one point they thought that they were in the position that Oklahoma State really is in, that their coach would come in year one and easily get them to the tournament, and now it's not looking quite as hot.
I mean, winning's one thing, but if you're giving away Lucha Libre masks at your home game,
I know that that
I'm in the door every time.
Yeah, I know that that sold you 100%.
Nice work snagging one of those, by the way. I really wanted one.
Big thanks to Dave and Brennan for that.
Ah, okay.
They hooked me up.
I wanted to grab one, but I couldn't find one. So.
Well, we told Kellis we were going to make him wear one.
Well, I tried. There was someone else that had it on the front row of Media Row, and I grabbed it and looked at Kellis, and he just shook me off with a quick headshake no, so he wouldn't do it. I would have done it, but I couldn't get one for myself. Now we have one in the office, though, so all is right with the world. 525 around college basketball to kick things off in hour two. What the players had to say, answering the tough questions at the media gathering yesterday. But when we come back, big honors. K-State dominating the Big 12 a bit. I'll tell you where and what the details are on that when we return.